Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Bill Schley is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Bill is a long-time, coming up on 10-year member of our Brain Trust, the author of a number of important books, like called, including Johnny Can't Brand, including The Microscript Rules, which if you love branding, if you love business, will knock your socks off. And then his new one is called The Unstoppables, Tapping Your Entrepreneurial Power. He's our good friend, Bill Schley. Welcome back to the show.
I'm always glad to be here, but until you said 10 years.
Coming up on 10 years, that's right, this
my
year.
My day just went from a happy morning to a, like, I'm sad.
Why?
10 years?
I know, you should be over the top about that.
I mean,
you know how many people out there would kill for the chance to hang out with me for 10 years? I mean, my God.
Yeah, well, anyway, 10 good ones, man.
10 good ones. Listen, we've gotten smarter when you joined us all these
That's
times.
Right, right.
We appreciate that very much. So,
yeah.
So you're the guy who's out there scanning the horizon for branding tips, opportunities, perspectives, helping us learn how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace with our brands. What's on your mind today?
Well, you know, we were going to talk, I think, about a month ago, Jim, and we got postponed for about, but that was close to the Super Bowl. So every year we talk about the Super Bowl ad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people like to talk about the Super Bowl ad.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've been, when I wrote Why Johnny Can't Brand, which is now a long time ago, we were complaining about the Super Bowl ads being just nonsense.
Right.
You know, you see these ads on TV that are where you you don't know what the product is, you don't know why you
or who paid for it. Who
you
paid
don't
for
even
the
know
ad?
What the name of the company is. And if we get to the point now where I've watched a commercial and we guess, do you think it's a car commercial? Well, there's a product. I bet it's a car commercial. No. See, there's this deodorant. It's a deodorant thing.
Wait, it's ketchup.
For Petco. You know? And then in the end, you find out it's for IBM. And you have no idea.
Yeah.
And I came from a time, because I'm so old now.
I was going to say, your opener, they just dated you.
Yeah, well, the thing is that I used to work for those guys, the Mad Men.
Right.
Some of your listeners might have watched Mad Men on TV about those guys back in the 60s.
Me too.
And they were real, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
They did drink a lot and smoke a lot. Of course, I didn't. But they really knew how to sell, and they would never have allowed any commercials in the world to be like those things you see now today, because they believed that the commercial, that the product had to be the most important thing in the commercial, and that was a hard thing to do. That anybody can create entertainment, but it's hard to take a product and make it the most exciting thing on that commercial.
Well, see, I think there's a happy medium there. Because the entertainment part of those commercials is what makes people talk about them the next day.
Yeah.
But if you go so far that people actually say, did you see that commercial about the dog? Wasn't that funny? Oh, yeah, it was, but what were they selling? You know, when it goes that far, that's ridiculous, obviously. That's just wasting money. I do think, though, that venue, ball game, Super Bowl is a place where you can have some fun. You can let people know that, you know, you have the ability to be over the top a little bit. But my God, you got to talk about your product. You got to get.
Well, I think, look, in fairness, the Super Bowl is kind of a tradition now every year where I think a lot of these companies go in there and it's kind of a tradition to supposedly make you laugh, be funny, you know, see if you can be controversial and get talked about. And it's a little bit of the tradition.
But not there, invisible. Right? Be funny, but don't be invisible.
Well, exactly. But you see, if you're a small business person, and now you've got maybe 30 seconds to talk to your best prospect you've ever had in your life, and you look at those kinds of commercials and think, well, these are the smartest people in the world making these commercials. You know, I'm going to have to sell the way they do, and it's absolutely wrong.
You know, you can't afford it.
You can't walk in and sit there and have holding a quacking duck in your hand for 30 seconds and walk out and think the guy's going to buy from you.
You can't afford it from an operating standpoint, from an expense standpoint, and you can't afford it from a results standpoint.
Well, here's what I want to tell him. So, while this is all going on, I happen to be do some work for a company, and they're being pitched by a bunch of advertising agencies. And these agencies now are coming in. They're the best agencies in the world. Five of the best agencies in the world. And every single one of these, they come in and they say the same thing. You know, the creative guy's always dressed up in a black, you know, turtleneck, you know, looks
right.
Like creative. And
right.
The other guys have suits. And they all basically say the same thing. They say, you know, it's really not about your product. As a matter of fact, we try to get our products are boring. We try to get our clients not to think so much about their product. It's about an emotional connection with the customer. It's about, I want to make them laugh. I want to make them cry.
Yeah.
And I'm going, what about buy?
Mm-hmm.
What about buy? They're a completely different thing. And I realize there's a whole now industry that's telling people that you have to have this emotional relationship with the customer.
Mm-hmm.
The fact of the matter is, you don't get a chance to have an emotional relationship with a customer until a customer thinks you're going to solve a problem,
take away some pain, and then you actually do it.
An opportunity. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because what we talked about, and that's the tyranny of these guys now selling this pure emotional stuff. Because if you're a real business, small business, you don't have time for anything like that. And that is a phony insight.
Well, I see plenty of commercials.
What's
where
that?
I see plenty of commercials where they're funny and they get my attention and they make me want to be interested in the product and they also entertain me.
And
the product's right there. I mean, it's all about the funny part is about the product. It's not some tangential element that they've added in there. And so
exactly what the product's going to do for me. But so when you go back and we say the first thing is you have to if the product's important, you have to worry about what I call the facts of the difference, the facts that make you different from the other products that somebody might say, wow, that's a reason to choose this product, your product.
Mm-hmm.
And here's an example. When the first iPod came out, okay, they didn't try to create an emotional connection with the customer, dancing and singing in some kind of emotional scene. They said, they held a little thing in the hand and they said, this is like having 10,000 songs in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
But just think about that
that's
for a second.
Cool.
You can do all the emotional stuff. When you hold a little tiny piece of electronics, this elegant little thing, and you say, this is like having 10,000 songs in your pocket. What happens is the customer provides all the emotion that they could ever be in the world.
And that's
you
what
want
good
the customer
advertisers.
To provide the emotion.
That's what good advertisers do. Hold on to that thought. Bill Schley is our guest. His book is called The Unstoppables. Also, The Microscript Rules. Also, Why Johnny Can't Brand. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.